This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. So if you're a fan of Mike McDaniel, it's probably a happy 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. If you're not, it's probably not that happy of a 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. Here are some of the things. These are tweets from Barry Jackson of the Miami Herald regarding Mike McDaniel. And I will tell you this, and this is pretty much what we've said all afternoon long, and Barry Jackson, who I think is a very astute reporter for the Miami Herald, he seems to have the same feeling that I do, which is nobody who heard this press conference would think for a minute that McDaniel is not returning. But, he points out, the team has not announced if he's returning, unlike last season. Remember, last season they announced he's going to be back. Chris Greer is going to be back. Things need to get better, though. The team has not announced that he's returning. But again, they're under no
obligation
to say he's coming back because he's under contract.
Right.
So most teams don't say, by the way, our coach is coming back if they're already under contract.
I mean, some do, like the Cincinnati Bengals do. Like there
right.
are instances where a coach may be feeling some pressure. There's some report
right.
and an owner will come out and say, hey.
And it happened last season with Mike McDaniel and the Dolphins.
Exactly.
They have not done that this season. And Barry Jackson says, and curiously, as of 4:40, which is what, 25 minutes ago, only NFL Network is reporting that McDaniel's return is a near certainty. So take that for what it's worth. I believe he's coming back. Again, I think maybe there's a couple people who could shake free from their team. Mike Tomlin, John Harbaugh. I'm talking big, big names that I think would necessitate Stephen Ross making a move. Other than that, I think he'll be back. Couple tweets from Barry Jackson regarding the Mike McDaniel season-ending press conference. Asked if the 2026 quarterback is on the roster, he said, I wouldn't close the door on that. There are a couple of options I could see internally. As McDaniel looks ahead to the 2026 season, he said, there are many ways I need to be better, and he has worked to be shorter and crisper to a point and minimizing some of the variables and trimming the fat to certain messages with players? Is it time to build a team with dominating lines and prioritize that over speed and everything else? McDaniel answers, I don't think we're done building the lines of scrimmage. That is something we will continue to invest in. We will continue to do that.
If there was one thing that looked a lot better at the end of this year compared to the last three, it has been the offensive line. And look, Jonas Avayunaya may or may not be a bust. We'll find out. But you can't take away the fact that the Dolphins' offensive line, by the end of the season, they had figured some sort of continuity out to make it look decent.
Barry Jackson tweeted, McDaniel said he will be part of the GM interview process. But then he says, Barry Jackson, he said the GM selection won't be his decision.
We have some audio if you want to play it Mike McDaniel.
Yeah, what do you got?
We've got two cuts here. Shout out to Tobin, who's working diligently to get it to us. But these were the first two things he was.
Are these normal McDaniel hemming and hawing answers, or is he more concise and to the point as Barry Jackson said he would be?
It's funny how he claims he'll be more concise and to the point. And no, these are typical Mike McDaniel answers. But on the report, he's expected back.
NFL Network just reported that you're expected back as coach and that Stephen Ross wants you to have a chance to work with a new quarterback and a new general manager. Is that your understanding that you're returning as coach?
My understanding is that I'm the coach of the Miami Dolphins until told otherwise. I'm not leaning on your NFL Network source, but, you know, I think the biggest thing is it's so important in these jobs to the job itself is enough to worry about whether or not is yours or that's not part of the formula. You know, I think we all, in the Miami Dolphins organization in particular with the Dolphins ownership, we are not happy with the results that are not up to the standard. And so my sole focus, each hour that you could reach me in the next foreseeable many hours is correcting and improving something that's not good enough right now.
You know what's interesting to me is if I had a job and I thought I was in danger of losing the job, and I keep meeting with my superiors, which he does, and I still don't seem to have any clarity that I actually still have the job. It's so odd to me. He's like, I'm considering that I do have the job until I'm told that I don't have the job. So it sounds like he has not been told that he's keeping the job.
Right.
And what a weird spot that is, because, I mean, he's pretty clear about it. He has, because if you were told, yes, you're back next season, you would say, well, yeah, I'm speaking as if I have the job because I do. I will be back next season. Like, I don't think he's playing coy. I think he literally doesn't know because he hasn't been told 100% that he's keeping the job.
And yeah, he's met with Stephen Ross yesterday. He met with the powers that
be. And he obviously does not have a concrete answer.
But if he's also part of, which we'll hear this cut coming up in a second, if he's part of the selection process of the next general manager, I would also see why he believes, hey, they brought me into this room to pick the next guy to lead this organization. Why, in turn, would they let me go while I've been a part of this process? Here's what he had to say about how involved he'll be with the selection of the next general manager.
Mike, how involved will you be in the general manager hiring process and interview process?
I'm going to be a part of the process. And beyond that, you know, I think the main objective and what everyone's counting on is that we have a cohesive crew of people that are working in the same direction. So I'm happy to support all of that. It's not my decision to make, nor would I think that would be an intelligent way to go about business. I think we need to, one step at a time, improve our football team from the state that it's in, and that will be the first of many processes.
All right. Well, there you go. There's the head coach, Mike McDaniel. I believe he will be the head coach again unless a huge name unexpectedly becomes available. Here are the rest of your headlines with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Kia. You always pay less with your Pricito at Doral Kia. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
Have you seen any video of his presser? Did he have a bat while talking to the media?
I did see video. They were showing it on NFL Network. He did not have a bat. He was wearing a hoodie.
Of course. Why wouldn't he be? Here are the six names. We'll revisit this from earlier in the show.
By the way, Crowder had a bad connection, and that's why he's missing this segment, because the microphone sounded crunchy and bad. But he literally just bought a brand new Mac AirBook. It's just out of the box. That's what he's using. So we'll figure it out.
It's just a MacBook Air.
What did I call it?
An AirBook.
Yeah, AirBook.
No, just the MacBook Air.
No, I'm pretty sure it's a Mac
AirBook.
You've
either got the MacBook Pro or the MacBook Air.
I think he got the MacBook AirBook.
No, I don't think he got the AirBook. MacBook Pro or MacBook Air.
Let me see.
Okay.
Yeah, MacBook AirBook.
No, I don't. Yeah. Where are you seeing that?
Yeah, I'm looking at the box.
I'm looking at the same box. Oh. I don't see where it says AirBook. Hmm. You see how it's just Air?
MacBook AirBook?
Not an Apple guy, huh?
Who?
You.
I got an iPhone right here.
Right, but you should just have Apple technology across the board.
Nah.
Makes your life so much easier.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it really does.
I like a PC.
I could AirDrop something to you from my computer straight to your phone.
But you could do it right from your phone.
Right, but not from your laptop.
But what do I have in my laptop that I don't have my phone?
I don't know.
I mean, this is all I need. I don't need anything else.
MacBook AirBook. That's cute.
I think he got the MacBook AirBook.
The Dolphins will select 11th overall in the upcoming NFL draft.
Somebody says the Apple is for morons. You can AirDrop and do any of that from any OS.
The worst kind of person is the person with the Android that's like, you have no idea the capability that my phone has.
I immediately think less of you if I text you and I get a green reply. I immediately think less
of you. I used to have an Android, but I went to a good side.
Yeah. I thought less of you when you had it. Now, admittedly, I still think less of you.
They have made it a little bit better because now even with the green bubbles with the Androids, it'll tell you if they read it or if it's been delivered. Have you noticed that?
I don't have that feature on. I took that feature off.
Well, I'm not talking about your messages. I'm talking about other people's messages.
No. But I turned that off, so I don't know whether they read it.
Why?
Because it was too wordy for me. I don't need all that hoo-ha around my messages.
What's wordy?
I just want to see the messages.
One word is too wordy for you? That's underneath the message, one word. Literally one word.
Yep.
Whether it's been read or delivered is too wordy for
me. I turned it off.
Just want to get this straight. One word is too wordy for you.
Because every message I'm getting, read, unread. I don't need all that. I know I did my part. I texted you. Whether you read it or not, that's up to you.
Eleventh overall is what the Miami Dolphins are going to select in the NFL draft. Have you looked at any of the lines? We haven't even talked about the NFL playoff schedule. Have you looked at any of the lines yet?
I looked at all of them, yeah.
We'll start.
How about the Hurricanes line? Hurricanes line, wasn't it 2.5?
2.5.
And now it's 3.5.
3.5. Yeah. I saw it at 4 at one
point. Oh, really?
I did. I saw it at 4. We haven't even talked. Are you afraid about the Ole Miss matchup with the quarterback from Ole Miss?
No.
Who looks like an absolute dog.
No. I think, for me, the biggest test for Miami was Ohio State. I think Ohio State is widely recognized as having perhaps the most talented college football program.
Yep.
And Miami didn't miss a beat. They hung with those guys from the beginning. They beat them. But it wasn't like some miraculous comeback. It wasn't like some crazy collapse from Ohio State. Miami matched up with the most talented team in college football, arguably, with no problem. And so I don't have that much of a fear of Ole Miss. They're a good team. I think they're also in some coaching disarray as well, because not only did Lane Kiffin leave, but some of the assistants who coached them to the victory over Georgia are not going to coach them in the game against Miami.
Bizarre. The deeper they get, the worse it is for
them. It is a disaster for college football. I think it's an embarrassment for college football.
Any regrets by Lane Kiffin? You think he's sitting at home saying, what did I do?
I hope he is regretting every minute. And again, I don't begrudge someone for taking a better job with more money that has more prestige. I get it. But to leave the program like that, in the spot that you're trying to get to. It's why you rebuild a program over 5 or 6 seasons. To get to that spot and now be a step away from the college football national championship and him not be part of it, I hope he never sniffs it again.
Well, he probably won't. That's what happens when highly paid coaches get hired by LSU. Hawk, I'm with you. I think the Hurricanes should win the game. I think they're the better team. But I watched Ole Miss Georgia and I said, holy bleep, that kid is good. That's the best quarterback they'll face the rest of the way unless they end up playing Fernando Indiana. Mendoza in the national title game. Your weather in South Florida, the Heat will play tomorrow against the Minnesota Timberwolves on the road. Your weather in South Florida, it is partly cloudy. Tonight the lows are going to drop into the mid-70s, and hopefully that holds because that is perfect pickleball weather. The Panthers play the Maple Leafs tomorrow as well, 7:30 p.m. We're in this stretch now where Heat and Panthers pretty much play on the same day every single day. You've got Heat, Panthers, Canes on Thursday. Canes in the college
football
semifinal.
Which is so ridiculous. That needs, and I saw that Matthew Tkachuk said that they were kind of lobbying the league to push up the start time of the Panthers game so that they could watch.
For the Natty. He was saying if they make the national title
game, thought he was saying for Thursday.
No, for the Natty, because guess what? If the Canes make the Natty here in Miami, the Heat and Panthers play that day as well.
Huh? Ridiculous. Ridiculous. Shame on you, Adam Silver. Like they knew. Somebody texts in, am I crazy or do I remember Hawk, the QB whisperer, arguing with Solana that Tua was better than Burrow? Now this fool wants to replace Tua with Burrow. Yes, that was me. And I'd give up anything to get him. Clay Ferrero from Local 10. He's going to talk Dolphins with us next. Do not go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Text threads are meant for pictures of Jimmy's hot dog.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, and it's brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery, which I said earlier in the hour, by the way, Funky Buddha Brewery is closed for an event tonight. So if you normally go there on Monday nights and hang out with Dan Day and do a little trivia, it will not be in effect tonight. They've got an event going on, so they will be back open regular hours tomorrow. And it has been a fast and frenetic 4 hours today. You've got Hurricane Hotline coming up after us, and then Larry Bluestein after that. So you have a good night of local radio here on 104.3 FM WQAM. Hurricane Hotline obviously being very important and very pressing because Thursday night, a game you will hear here on this radio station, we will find out if the Hurricanes punch their ticket. This is so unbelievable to say after the SMU game happened, but we will find out Thursday night if the Miami Hurricanes punch their ticket to a national championship game right here at Hard Rock Stadium. I'm getting chills saying that, by the way. Crazy turn of events for this season, but they've got one team to get past. That is Ole Miss Thursday night. We will talk about it plenty. We were really Dolphin-centric today, but understandably so. But we will talk Hurricanes plenty throughout the week leading up to this game Thursday night from Arizona. All right, that will do it for us on this Monday. Like I said, a fast and frenetic Monday. Everybody, have a great and safe Monday night. We will speak with you mañana.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.